Thanks for tuning in. I know it's always rough when we can't get together, but sometimes it's nice just to enjoy a snow day, enjoy time with their family, just some downtime, and just to hang around the house. And like Lauren said in her video, just enjoy the splendor of God and His creation, looking at the snow and the purity, and how it reminds us that because of the blood of Jesus and because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we also, our sin is covered up and it's pure, and that's what God sees. He doesn't see all the mud holes. He doesn't see all the underbrush. He just sees purity because of what Jesus did. And so can we just give the Lord praise for that? So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started into the passage and the message that God has laid on my heart today. Would you pray with me? Father, we just love you this morning. And Lord, we just we thank you, Lord, just as it was on my heart the other day, and me and a dear friend of mine were talking about how in Romans 1:20, Lord, it says that nobody is without excuse for not knowing that there is a God. When we look around at your creation, since the beginning of time, people can see all the wonderful things that you've made and that you do and that you've done and that you're going to do. God, even from the simple things that we take for granted that aren't simple at all, like the sun coming up every morning, air to breathe, and the beautiful snow that's falling as we speak. God, we thank you and we praise you. God, I just pray that you would encourage somebody today with the words that you have put in my heart, God, and may they hear your words, especially when we read your word. And Lord, just give me the words to say. Let me get out of the way and just I just ask that your Holy Spirit would work in and through me and in everyone who's listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, if not, it's fine. I'm going to have a couple different scriptures, but we're only going to read a few verses from each of them. So the title of the sermon for today, and I think it's going to be a little bit shorter. The whole sermon is on this little piece of paper right here. The Lord gave me this message Friday morning, early Friday morning. I was trying to think of what I was. I had a great opportunity to fill in for my brother Gary Osteen at the Light Academy, Friday morning chapel. And I didn't know what I was going to speak on. I kept going back and forth, and the Lord just laid this message on my heart. And so I just figured this morning, instead of sticking to the Matthew, just to stick to Matthew, I wanted to share this message that God put on my heart because it encouraged me this week. And I hope it encouraged some of the kids at the Light Academy and maybe some of the teachers. So the message title is Four Things That Will Put Out My Fire. As I sit here beside the wood stove and enjoy the heat, I've got a fire pit going outside for my family as I've kicked them outside while they're building a snowman to comment under Lauren's children's message. I'm just so thankful for that fire. And where would we be without the blessing of fire? And so on a spiritual level, we're going to talk about the four things that will put out our fire. So before we really get into the main scripture, I want to talk about our spiritual gifts. God has gifted each person with a spiritual gift, especially upon salvation. It tells us that in Corinthians, Paul tells us that when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we are saved, when we are born again, God gives us a gift, a spiritual gift to use, not only for His glory, not only for our life to be fulfilling, but so he can use us to do the things that He created us to do, even when we were in our mother's womb. He created us for a special purpose. And the sad thing is, and I don't want to get too far ahead because I'm going to talk about this later, is a lot of times people go their whole life and they don't even realize, or they just forget about, or they don't recognize what their gift is. And so I'm not going to be able to tell you what your gift is today, but I'm going to tell you, and I want to promise you, and the God's word is going to promise you, that you have a gift and you are gifted. And God has a special purpose for you. But we have to make sure that we believe that we understand that. And hopefully I'm going to give you four things that God has laid on my heart to help you keep that fire going in your life and your journey with the Lord, so you can recognize what the gifts are in your life and what God wants you to do, what your purpose is in life and what He wants to do through you. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So if you want to look that up, Romans chapter 12. So it's pretty easy to remember. Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we're also going to be in 2 Timothy. So if you want to find that. So we're going to start at 1 Corinthians. Actually, I'll tell you what. We're going to start at Romans 12. verses 6 through 8. And this is what it says. It says, "In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. And if it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly." Now, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. See if I can find that here. Just a few pages over. And this is what it says. "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same gift is the..." There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. "There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us." And it goes on to say that a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. And it goes on talking about some of those different spirits, those gifts that the Spirit gives us. Now, go ahead and flip over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I know I'm jumping around a lot, but hang with me. I hope this will make some kind of sense this morning. This is what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says this. "This is why," and this is the Apostle Paul writing to a younger minister. He's Timothy's mentor, and he's sitting in prison, and he's sending this letter to Timothy to remind him and encourage him. This is what he says to him. This is what Paul says to Timothy. "This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you." And a lot of people know this verse. He goes on to say this, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." So what I want to tell you today is how to keep that fire going. If we have spiritual gifts, if God has a gift that He wants to work in each one of our lives, how do we find that gift? How do we use that gift? And how do we keep that fire that Paul was telling Timothy not to let it go out, to fan it into flames? How do we keep that going? And what are the four things that God has laid on my heart that so often put out our fire? That maybe Paul was talking about to Timothy, like, don't let these things happen to you. Make sure you fan into flame those gifts that God has given you. Number one is this. The one out of the four is this. The biggest thing that will put out your flame, that will put out my flame, now, I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself this morning, is wanting somebody else's spiritual gift. So often it's easy to recognize somebody else's gift in their life. So you can look around and you can say, man, that person in the church is so gifted. I wish I could sing like them. I wish I could preach like that preacher down the road. Man, he's such a dynamic speaker, and he always has these really cool series that he does, and I can get caught up in that. Or man, this pastor is just really interprets the Bible so clearly, and he speaks better than I do, or whatever it is. Or maybe it's just, it can even go beyond that. It can go through teaching. It can go through being organized. Whatever the gifts are, a lot of times we look at other people and we're like, man, they're so squared away. Why can't I be like that? Or God, why didn't you give me that kind of gift? Because I wish I could do that instead of me. Because I feel like I'm boring. Like I don't want my gift. That is one of the main reasons. And I think that's why God laid it on my heart for number one, is to put your fire out, is to, instead of wanting your own gift and wanting God to give you your own gift and be who He created you to be, we want somebody else's gift. But a lot of times what we don't realize is we have a hard time seeing our gift because it's us. I know a lot of times I do not like listening to our podcast. I don't like watching myself on video, and it's weird because I'm in the selfie mode here, and I don't like looking at myself. I don't like to hear myself speak or sing. It just, you're like, oh, that's what I sound like. But to everybody else, they say, oh, this person is gifted, or that person is gifted. And so I just want to encourage you to really think about how often we go about life and we think about other people's gifts and we wish that we could have their gift. Your fire is going to go out. If you spend all day wishing you had someone else's gift, your fire is not going to keep burning for the Lord. And you're not going to be motivated to go out and do what God wants you to do with the body and the spirit and the soul and the mind that He gave you when He created you and gave you that purpose and those gifts for you to use. I hope that makes some kind of sense. Number two, one of the next biggest thing that will keep you from really using your gift, but that'll make your fire go out for the Lord, is sin. And I know that sounds, oh, okay, well, duh. But a lot of times we don't realize that if we know that what we're getting ready to do is sin, and we do it anyways, how in the world can we be on fire for God? How can we be on fire for the Lord if we're actively doing what the very things and the very rebellion we're taking practice in, those very rebellions that put His Son Jesus Christ on the cross? So how can we really be on fire for God if we're living in sin? The Bible tells us very clearly that God does not like sin. He can't be in the presence of sin. He is holy and He is just and He is perfect. So why would He give me gifts, and why would He want to really fan into flames those gifts in my life and use me in a powerful way? Or how could He when I'm actively rebelling against Him and living in sin? And so that's something we all have to evaluate. The Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But it also says that, thank God, the answer is Jesus Christ, just like Lauren talked about in the children's message. So we can't go about and say, well, I'm just a sinner, so God can't use me. No, we have that gift of salvation. And we have that willpower, that free will that says, no, I'm not going to listen to you, devil. I'm not going to listen to my heart and my sinful desires this morning or this evening or whatever. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to touch that. Whatever it is that we know we shouldn't be doing, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to whisper that. I'm not going to spread that rumor. We have to make that decision to say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take, you know, and maybe everybody else is going down that path, just like our Narrow Gate youth. We tell them all the time. That's why we named it the Narrow Gate youth. You know what? Matthew chapter 7 says, you know what? Many will go that way. But God calls us who are believers in Jesus Christ, us who are children of God, who are a new creation in Christ, Christ followers, Christians, little Christ, Christians, to take that narrow gate. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that we necessarily should do it, because we know that that wide entrance, that wide gate leads to death. The Bible says in Romans, Paul told us what? He said, sin leads to death. So there's that's one sure way to put your fire out is to sin. Wanting other people's gifts and living in sin, your fire is going to have a hard time giving off any heat. It's going to dwindle out, and there's no way, because you're going to be putting those things first. Number three is this, complacency. I'm sitting here within 10 feet of my wood stove, and just before I started this live feed, I opened the door and I put some wood in the fire, and it is cranking, and I can hear the draft pulling through there, and I can hear the wood and the fire crackling as we speak. But if I don't put wood in that fire, I know this is a simple illustration, but if I don't take the time to say, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the firewood, and actually it goes beyond that. I've got to start stacking and splitting. I'm already stacking and splitting the wood for next season so it's ready to burn, but it takes some preparation on my part. I have to say, you know what, I'm not just going to sit here and be lazy. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go out and I'm going to get some wood and I'm going to put it in the fire and I'm going to stir the coals up and I'm going to adjust the dampers to make sure that fire is burning at its full capacity. So how do we do that in our spiritual life? Well, it's right here. It's right here in the Word of God. It's right here in the Bible. We have to take the time to set it aside and to set time aside and open up the Bible and see what God wants to speak to us. Because if you say, well, God's never talked to me, I don't know what my spiritual gift is. You have to communicate with God. You have to be in communication with Him to know what your spiritual gift is. And He'll tell you. You might not hear an audible voice, but He will speak to your heart. He will put situations and people in your life that you need to encourage you and to say, man, Anthony, you're gifted with this. Or man, you know, Susie, or man, James, you are gifted with this. You need to look into this, because I can see it radiating from you. You're so good at this. And God will reveal those things to you. But if you're not spending time communicating with Him, reading His promises and reading the Word, if you're not spending time praying and meditating on the Word and asking God to show you these things, your fire is going to go out. And you're going to think, and you're going to start listening to the devil when he says, you know, you're not as gifted as everybody else. You know, I don't know that God can really use you because you're not as gifted as the next person in the church or whatever. We start to listen to those voices when we get out of communication with God. So we got to resist the temptation to be complacent in our walk with the Lord and in our life. We have to stay, and we have to keep putting the wood on the fire. We have to keep stirring up the coals. We have to keep fanning into flame those gifts that God has given us. But last but not least, what God has laid on my heart, and there could be 100 more things, but these are the four things. The last thing that God has put on my heart that will put our fire out, that will make it hard for us to really use and find our spiritual gifts, is our surroundings. I talked to the kids the other day at the Light Academy, and I said, how in the world would you go out with a bunch of wood that was sitting in the middle of a creek or sitting in the middle of a mud puddle, and you went out there and you lit a match and you threw it down in the wood, would it catch on fire? It's impossible because the surroundings has drowned it out and made it impossible for a fire to burn there. So I don't know what it could be different kind of surroundings that we all deal with. It could be the people in our life. It could be the things that we're looking at. It could be the things we're listening to. Maybe even down to the music that we listen to. And I can tell you, if you're listening to any secular music, you're probably not getting the message from God on the most part. I mean, if you're not listening to anything but gospel and Christian music, you're going to be getting a lot of worldly junk that's going to be drowning out your fire. So how can God grow us? How can God grow us if we're always in the wrong place that we know we shouldn't be? If I'm hanging out on the club every Friday night, or I'm hanging out with everybody drinking, and I'm cussing and listening to bad music and just living a life of sin, whatever, no matter what it can be, how in the world would I be on fire for God? How in the world would I really be able to use my gifts if I'm surrounding myself with the wrong things? How can I build a fire when it's in the middle of a mud puddle or in the middle of a mud pit? Even when I went out to build my fire for my family, as I kicked them out the house, I had to shovel the snow out of that. I had to make sure the surroundings were ready for the fire. If not, the fire would have never started. And so we have to check our surroundings. So if you feel like your fire is gone out, you have to look at these four things. And at least maybe it goes beyond that, but this at least gives us somewhere to start. Am I wanting other people's gifts? Think about it. Really think about it. Am I really content with who God created me to be and what gifts he gave me to be? Paul told Timothy as well. He said, if you really want wealth, real wealth is contentment. It's finding that contentment. So instead of striving after everybody else's stuff, instead of striving and trying to keep up with everybody else's possessions and careers and their houses and all that stuff, instead of us wanting somebody else's gifts, instead of me trying to sound like another preacher on the radio or somebody that I look up to, God created me to sound a certain way that he wants to use me and nobody else. God created you to be just like those snowflakes outside that Lauren was talking about, to be unique. And he's got a special purpose for you. He's got a special purpose for me that he doesn't want to use anybody else to do. He wants to use you to do it. And so be encouraged by that. Number two, are you living in sin? What sin is holding you back from really being on fire? What is it that's in your life that is actively going against God's word, that's going against what the Spirit is telling you you should be doing? What sin is in your life that you know you shouldn't be doing it, but you're doing it anyways? It'll put your fire out. And number three, the complacency. Are you just stagnant? Or are you actively seeking God? Are you actually seeking his will for your life? Are you attending a church? Are you listening to biblical teaching? Are you reading the word? Are you spending time in prayer? All those things, it will keep us from being complacency, because just like James said, when we start to read the word and we become doers of the word, our gifts will naturally come into play. They'll start working, and God will start working in our life when he sees, man, he's really following the instructions that I gave him. He's really taking advantage of the Holy Spirit, or she's taking advantage of the gift that I gave him. You're going to catch on fire for God, because you're going to see and you're going to feel God working through you like you've never experienced before. And then lastly, number four again, if you're having problems and you feel like your fire is out, you got to check your surroundings. What is it that's in your surroundings that's putting out your fire? Or who is it? Maybe a relationship? I don't know what it is. So I want to end with this. And I know what y'all are probably thinking, like, man, maybe we should do live sermons every week because this is a lot shorter. But that's just the nature of the beast. So my family's outside and I'm just want to share this. But anyways, so I had this idea and God laid this on my heart. And then I looked at a regular lighter, if you can see that. Just a regular, you know, you use this to start fires with. It's got everything needed to set a whole forest on fire, to do all kinds of destructions, maybe to burn a house down, maybe to start my wood stove so I can get heat. It's got all the capabilities right here that I'm holding with three fingers right here. Has so much capabilities. And if you took this lighter and you pictured it as a person, it's like many of us are. Especially us as Christians, but everybody, we walk through life and we say we're saved and we say we're a child of God. We call ourselves a Christian. But in reality, we never really take on the new. And we never really take advantage of everything that God has given us and the gift that He's given us. And so I hope today, if you look at this lighter, I hope this makes some sense. If you look at this lighter, it's got fuel inside. Hopefully. I think I got a lighter that works. If not, you'll get the point. It's got the spark. And there's air in this room. So that's all you need for fire. Fuel, some spark, and then you need some air. You need some oxygen. So everything's here to make this lighter do amazing things. But what we forget is God has given us those things, but we say, oh God, show us our spiritual gifts. And sometimes He's saying, I'm waiting for you to get out there and become a doer of the word. I'm ready for you to get out there and actually, instead of saying you have faith, say, I'm going to walk by faith and I'm going to start doing some new things and I'm going to start trusting God I'm going to start accepting and loving the gifts and thanking God for the gifts that He gave me. I'm going to start getting away from that sin. I'm going to quit being complacent and I'm going to start reading the word and I'm going to dig a little deeper into God's truth and what He wants for me. And you know what? I'm going to pray that God will bring new friends into my life. Bring me into a new relationship. Maybe will bring me more people in my life that will encourage me to do God's will. Instead of what my heart desires, instead of what my sinful nature desires, instead of what the rest of the crowd is doing. When we do that, it's like the extra little effort that it takes just to do that. And all of a sudden, our flame starts to glow again. And if you know anything about fire, it all starts with that little flame. My wood stove is filled with hot coals and the heat is radiating and my little dog is laying down there beside the stove as we speak because he's attracted to that heat and it warms him. And the same thing is what God will do in us. If we just take what He's given us, take His Holy Spirit that He's given us, take the gifts that He's given us, all the things that He's, and we say this, I'm going to fan it into flame. What He'll do, it's just like if I was to put this under a box or whatever, or put it under some kindling or some, guess what? It's going to grow. It can't help but to grow because God's already given us everything to make it grow. We just have to do our part and to say, I'm ready to start fanning into flames the gifts that God has given me. I'm tired of living in fear. I'm tired of living in doubt. I'm tired of being timid when I walk through the world. I'm ready to stand up and say, I have the Holy Spirit living in me. I have God's Spirit. God sent His one and only Son to die for me, to make me new. It's time for me to start walking through life like I believe it. Not just like I hear it and pretend it's some kind of story. So if this is you today, and I hope this made some kind of sense, all you have to simply do is just let God evaluate. Just say, God, evaluate me. Reveal to me what it is. Reveal to me what it is that's holding back my flame. That's pouring water, that's smothering out my flame. And help me, God, to resist the temptation. Help me to actually walk out my salvation. Live out my salvation. Every day when I wake up, may I go through life, just like it says in Colossians 3:23, that I'm doing everything for the Lord, not as for human masters, but for the Lord. So I would encourage you this week, just to go through those four things and really think about it. What is your gift? Do you know what it is? And are you wanting other people's gifts? Are you living in sin? What sin do you need to ask God to get rid of? Are you being complacent? Open up the Bible. Set aside time to read and pray and talk to your Heavenly Father. Not just to do it, but to actually speak to Him and spend some time to listen to Him and what He has to say to you and what He has to, for you to say to your heart. And number four, who do you need to separate, or what do you need to separate yourself from in those surroundings that are keeping your fire from really reaching its full potential? Good, because when you do that, just like that wood stove, God's going to start using you. He's going to start using me. He's going to start using you. He's going to start using the church when we all start come together and we use all those gifts that the same God gives us. And people are going to be attracted to us. Just like my little beagle wants to lay next to that stove, people are going to say, man, I want some of that. I see how those people are filled with joy and they're filled with happiness and they're living a life more abundant. And they'll be attracted to us. And then it makes it so easy to share the gospel with them because we're just simply living out our spiritual gifts and to the fullest of what we can do. And not just to impress God, but because we want to, and because we love to feel the power of the Holy Spirit work in our lives. Pray with me and we'll close. Father, I just thank you this morning for another opportunity to share the gospel. God, your word tells us that the plans that you have for us, we can't even think about it. Our simple minds can't even imagine the things that you want to do through our life. Lord, we may see ourselves as just a simple little Bic lighter that has a little tiny flame. But God, you see with that forest fire, or you see that forest fire that you want to create through and in us as a Christ follower. So God, I just pray for myself today. I pray for everybody who may be listening that's joining us right now on the live feed and all those who might listen to the podcast. God, that we would take our gifts seriously, Lord, and that we would be not complacent, but content and say, this is who you created me to be. This is the gifts you've given me. God, how can I use them to serve you? So Lord, I just pray this week, I pray today that each of us would spend some time simply going through those, at least those four things, and saying, God, what is it? What is it that you've gifted me with? Help me to stop wanting other people's gifts. Help me to resist sin. Help me not to be complacent, God. Let me, you know, give me the focus to sit down and read your word and see what you have for me. God, bring some godly friends into my life. Help me to separate myself from those surroundings that aren't good for me, that have proven time and time again that aren't good for me. Lord, I just pray that you would set a fire in our soul and that we would fan it into flames by spending time with you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us online. It's kind of different just preaching to the camera. It reminds me back in the early of last year in the spring when we were just having virtual services. So I'm looking forward to being back in church, Lord willing, in the church building next week, and we hope you'll join us. So if there's anything that your deacons or the deacons of our church or myself or anything that the church as a whole can do for you, let us know. I don't care if it's getting a gallon of milk. We'll find a way to get it to you. Or if you need something from the store, whatever, you need some firewood, we still have our firewood ministry. So do not hesitate for a minute or for a second to reach out to us, because we're just waiting and we would love to come and help you out. So thank you for tuning in again. I can't wait to see you all again, and God bless. Take care.